Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, and welcome to the Illuminated Heart podcast. My name is Ahlam Riyashi, and I am your host. This podcast is for the souls who seek to find holistic healing in Allah and who desire to become better versions of themselves spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. We will be exploring topics on mental health combined with Islamic spirituality, as well as incorporating tips on self-love, healing, empowerment, positive mindset, and more. So if you are that soul that is interested on embarking this journey, I am so glad you're here. Let's start healing together. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Illuminated Heart podcast. I pray that you are all well. It's officially 2023. It's a new year, which means a new opportunity to work on our goals and work on ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all in this year with more joy, more abundance, more growth, and granting us the ability to step away from what is holding us back so that we become amazing versions of ourselves. Ameen. So today's episode is all about rewiring your inner voice from self-criticism to self-compassion. I know this is something that so many of us struggle with, if not all of us, at some point in our lives. This has been a huge journey for me, something that I didn't realize I was in a cycle of until I came to a point of self-awareness and chose to then change my self-criticism to self-compassion. So where does self-criticism begin? It is based on the ideals we hold about ourselves, and that stems from childhood. How our caregivers, our parents spoke to us and interacted with us defines the relationship we have with ourselves. So if your parents had high expectations of you, you'd naturally then grow up into adulthood having very high expectations of yourself. If your parents were very critical of you, were very strict on you, very demanding from you, then you'd carry that into your adulthood as well. If your parents made you feel like your achievements were never enough, you'd internalize that and carry that into adulthood with you as well. If your parents never praised you for your achievements, never celebrated your achievements, rather they were always very critical and had negative things to say, then that becomes your inner voice. You don't know how to be self-compassionate towards yourself because what was modeled to you was always criticism. So this is where self-criticism begins. Unless you reach the criteria which your parents hold you to, you're made to feel like you're not good enough. The way we view life and the way we also view ourselves wasn't only influenced by our parents, but everything else that we experienced in our childhood. So that can come from our interaction with other children, what we saw growing up, what we saw in media, our interaction with other adults, parents, that all created the lens in which we see the world and how we view ourselves. And if our experiences were negative, it can be the cause of self-criticism. So if you were told that you needed to be a certain way as a child or a certain way when you grow up as an adult and you don't reach that criteria, that's where self-criticism starts to take place. But the other root cause of self-criticism can also be by being a high-achieving individual and setting high standards of yourself. This is very common for people who have a perfectionist syndrome. I'm someone myself that has struggled with perfectionism throughout my years. They say that it's not really known where it comes from, but these individuals set incredibly high and unrealistic expectations for them to be perfect in all ways. Perfect as a wife, a mother, a friend. Perfect in how you keep your home. Perfect in how you are with other people. You have to be perfect in all ways. And if you fail to reach those high standards, then you constantly criticize yourself, blame yourself, because you feel like you're not good enough. I think that this problem is also reinforced in adulthood when we compare ourselves to other people who probably also suffer from perfectionist syndrome, and they set incredibly high expectations of themselves to be perfect. And by seeing them, we feel less within ourselves. We feel like we're not doing enough, we're not being enough, and we need to be like them. So then we put this pressure on ourselves to do the same. And if you've been around such people from a young age, you start to adopt that. All of these problems reinforces the feelings of not being good enough, shaming yourself, blaming yourself, having anxiety, depression, and anger towards yourself, and contributing to low self-esteem and feeling like a failure. Whatever you do doesn't feel good enough, and you minimize your achievements or probably are blind to how much you have achieved in your life. Honestly, for myself, it took me such a long time to realize that I was someone with perfectionist syndrome. I didn't even know that was a thing. Where did it come from for me? I think when I look back, first thing is I wanted to be perfect as first and foremost in my deen, in my Islam, which encompasses everything about us as a human being, our interactions with people. We're trying to reach a level of ihsan, a level of excellence. So for the sake of Allah, you're trying to rectify yourself and be best. You're trying to be best towards people. You're trying to perform to the best of your ability. You're trying to be good to all people. And probably that may have led me into more of being a perfectionist. I don't necessarily think that it's been a bad thing, because I know that I've been genuine and I've wanted to do things all for the sake of Allah and be the best Muslim I can be. But then in terms of performance in my life, for example, how I wanted to keep my house perfect all the time, I didn't realize I was putting so much pressure on myself for so long. Where did that come from? It was only years later that I realized that I grew up with people around me who were perfectionists, and I aspired to be like them. I wanted to, you know, be as amazing as they were. That really impacted me further. And also being around people who had high expectations of me never made me feel like I was doing enough or being enough. My value was all based on performing and giving to others. So anyway, I can really relate to this journey of self-criticism, and it took me a long time to then gain that self-awareness to realize I'm being so hard on myself. I'm so harsh on myself. And it was all an impact from my childhood experiences, my young adulthood experiences, my perfectionist syndrome, and comparing myself to others, and also being around people who didn't appreciate me, being around people who were very critical of me. So what happens is that this cycle of self-criticism continues and continues for years until something happens to trigger your self-awareness. One of three things can happen. Either you reach burnout, you get to a point where you cannot physically or mentally perform to those standards anymore. Your mental health or your physical health reaches rock bottom and you deteriorate. So at that point, you can no longer reach your high standards. Number two is that perhaps your mental health leads you to seek counseling or perhaps speaking to someone, which helps you gain self-awareness and realize that there's a problem here and that you're being too hard on yourself. And the third thing that can happen is that you get fed up with people's expectations of you or the comparisons you are making for yourself or comparisons from people, and you decide it's enough. So it gets to a point where you physically or mentally cannot continue in that way anymore, and you realize you have to change. This is the turning point where you choose a new path towards self-compassion. This is the point where you start to rewire your mindset and all the negative patterns you've kept yourself in all these years. This is the point where you gain self-awareness and become very aware of how you speak to yourself and you choose to have mercy upon yourself. Self-compassion, what does it mean? It means to be merciful to yourself, to honor yourself, to be kind and gentle to yourself. It means to be realistic with what standards you're putting on yourself, to reevaluate what is important and what is not important, and where do those beliefs come from of how you should be? Who's telling you that you need to do X, Y, and Z in order to be the perfect wife, in order to be the perfect mother, in order to be the perfect host? Who's telling you these things? This journey of gaining self-compassion includes inner child work, where you work through your childhood issues that created that harsh voice you have inside your head, that critical voice you have towards yourself. It means choosing to say to yourself that what you're doing is enough. What you're giving is enough. It's a chance to finally free yourself from the mental shackles you have placed on yourself. Being self-compassionate means you tell yourself you are human, you are no robot, and you don't have anyone to answer to except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you're doing is enough as long as you are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want hardship for you, He wants ease. So these standards that you're putting on yourself, Allah doesn't expect that from you. Allah expects you to do the best that you can do in your ability. So, here are three things you can do to rewire your inner voice from self-criticism to self-compassion. Number one is to start being aware of your beliefs, the beliefs that you hold about yourself, and changing them. When your mind is telling you that I'm not doing enough, you take a deep breath and recognize that and say, I am doing enough. I'm doing enough and Allah is pleased with me and I am pleased with myself. When your mind tells you that I'm a failure because of X, Y, and Z, I haven't achieved this, I haven't achieved that, you change that thought and say to yourself, I'm proud of what I've achieved today. I've achieved this, this, and this. When your mind tells you that I can't seem to manage anything right now, change that thought and say, I'm doing the best that I can in my situation. So be aware of the things that you're saying to yourself and change those negative thoughts, because our thoughts impact our emotions. When you say positive things to yourself, you'll start to feel more positive. And when you say negative things to yourself, you'll constantly feel negative. Number two is changing your actions. Instead of doing more, make an intention to do less. Here's the thing. Most of us tie our value to our performance. We feel good about ourselves when we are doing so much more. But we need to realize that our value is intrinsic. We don't need to do more in order to feel better about ourselves. Self-compassion means to do what is within your capacity, not overexerting yourself, which then causes harm physically and mentally. Instead of adding more on your to-do list, you choose to reduce your to-do list. Instead of constantly having that thought in your head saying, I need to do all of these tasks today, I need to do X, Y, and Z, choose to focus on what is a priority to you. Reflect and review what is most important to you right now and focus on that. And also be aware of the language that you're using. This is something I've noticed in myself. I'd often say, I need to do this, this, and this. I'll have a whole to-do list. I need to wash the dishes. I need to cook. I need to do the laundry. I need to then go out and do the shopping. I need. It just adds so much pressure. I then chose to be mindful of the words that I'm using. And instead of saying, I need to do, I changed it to, I'd like to do. I'd like to cook today. I'd like to do the laundry. I'd like to go and do shopping. See how just a language change can make such a difference, because then it's a choice. It's not that you have to, or I have to do this, this, and this, right? I am choosing to do this, this, and this, which brings gentleness to your to-do list. And it's not like a military mission that you're having to complete. Number three is changing your environment. Be very mindful of, first of all, the people that are around you. Remove yourself from people who make you feel like you aren't enough, that whatever you're doing is not enough. Distance yourself from that. Because if criticism is coming from those people, best believe that you're going to internalize it and it becomes your inner voice. You don't feel great about yourself because you're not made to feel like you're enough. Replace those people with people who appreciate you as you are, with people whom you don't have to perform for. They value you simply as an existence in their life. If you do for them and give for them, they are appreciative. And if you don't, they're still loving, still caring, still accepting. People who acknowledge your efforts and tell you you're doing an amazing job anyway. They don't add more pressure on you, because honestly, we don't need other people to add pressure on us when we're already so hard on ourselves anyway. You don't need that kind of stress. So those are the three steps to help you change your inner voice from self-criticism into self-compassion. Number one is to change your beliefs. Number two is to change your actions. And number three is to change your environment. Of course, that change won't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes time to even develop that self-awareness initially. It's not easy. It's uncomfortable. You'll relapse. But with time, with practice, it will get easier. And being compassionate to yourself will be the new default. Adding pressure to yourself just won't be what you enjoy anymore. And you will no longer allow anyone to make you feel less than. You will appreciate yourself as you are. You will appreciate your humanness. You will appreciate yourself with your limitations. And you'll honor yourself within your capacity. In a Sahih hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Be merciful to those on the earth, and the one in the heavens will have mercy on you." That includes yourself. That includes you being merciful to yourself. Because if you cannot be merciful to yourself, you will not be merciful to others. That is a key thing. If you are someone who is so critical, so harsh towards yourself, you will be the same to others. You will have high expectations of others. And being self-critical doesn't bring you joy, doesn't bring you peace. It only adds stress into your life. Whereas compassion, gentleness, taking it easy, taking it slow, accepting yourself, accepting your limitations, brings ease into your life, brings calmness into your life. As parents, this is incredibly important, because remember, if your self-criticism started from childhood, then if you don't break the pattern within yourself right now, you're only going to perpetuate that cycle and influence your children to follow in the same manner of being self-critical. So in order to change that and raise a generation of self-compassionate, loving human beings, gentle human beings, then we need to start to change that within ourselves. Implementing these practices will bring us more inner peace, more happiness, more self-acceptance, a relaxed mindset. And by being self-compassionate, we're modeling how to be a healthy human being to the next generation. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease in our journey, grant us the ability to be more self-aware so that we can change what is negative within our inner voices. Ameen. I hope that this episode helps you, and I hope that you can implement these things in your life. Jazakallah khair for listening, and inshallah I'll see you here in the next episode.